Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Well, today we were sitting here and we were going to do a podcast because we don't have one for this weekend. And all of a sudden I realized that you came to the gunfight packing, and you were packing heat. And so, you know, whenever I see that, whenever I notice that you've got an anointing and you've got a fire and you've got a passion, I step aside. I'm not going to run that over. I'm not going to squelch it or quell. I just step aside and I let it just come out. And it was amazing. And what it is going to end up being is August's CD of the month. We just finished a CD of the month that'll go out tomorrow, which is July 4th. But all of a sudden I realized this isn't a podcast. This is a message of the month, because you literally came with such, you know, anointing, such passion, and it had that teaching feel, but it had an impartation of life, and I didn't want to disturb it.
Oh, John!
Thank you. I just didn't want to disturb it. I have learned. Mm. If it, you know, it's wherever the Spirit is lighting.
Yeah, that's it.
And how He is lighting, and I'm not ever gonna fight that, because what I end up doing is distracting and deferring from Him. And I'm just not going to do that. So
may I be as faithful as that to you?
But it's just what it is. It's just what transpired. But what you were talking about was so absolutely phenomenal. And it is the purpose of life. As you were doing the message, I was sitting there saying, The title of this is The Goal of All Things.
Wow.
And so being the goal of all things, there's no question that if it is the goal of all things, it's something that we should talk about. So I just kind of want to spin off of that and talk. So, you know, August CD of the month will be a deep diving and revelation of an impartation of what you were talking about. And the odd thing is that when I was swimming today, and I've talked about on the blog and I've talked on the podcast, I swim, and I swim with a waterproof iPod, and I have songs mixed up with your teaching. And so literally I'll have a song that'll come through and another song that'll come through, and then it'll be a 5-minute excerpt, you know, track that comes from one of your teachings, and it's going to be you. And so today's one was out of The Great Lie, and you specifically mentioned The Great Lie in the message of the month. So, and the thing that you were talking about, you quoted Philippians 3:10-11 in the Amplified, the classic Amplified, which is, "For my determined purpose is that I may know Him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with Him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of His person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may in the same way come to know the power outflowing from His resurrection, which it exerts over believers, and that I may so share His suffering as to be continually transformed in spirit into His likeness, even to His death, in the hope that, if possible, I may attain to the spiritual and moral resurrection that lifts me out of among the dead, even while in the body." You talked about that, and you were
John, I didn't quote that verse.
I know. And I was excited.
Oh,
I was going, oh, how cool.
I meant to. That's perfect, though.
It is the perfect one. It is the determined purpose.
And it's where I made the choice on that scripture.
You did.
I want that determined. I determine that that is my purpose, too, to know Him.
That is what
and
you said.
And it has cost me everything.
And
just like
what
He says.
And that is what you
and
said.
And gained everything.
And that's what you said in the CD, I mean, in the Great Lie. You go off. Yes, absolutely. That's where you went off from there. And So if it is the determined purpose, you have to purpose.
Yes, thank you. That's not on my CD of the month either.
No, this is all good.
You're not giving stuff I said. You're giving your, and that's what I want. Come on.
Well, this is just, this. You have to determine. And you have to determine regardless of what is going on and what is happening.
And it's a matter of seeing your life in terms of that determined purpose. It's if you have it as your determined purpose, then you have a view, a mindset to see those things that are the result of your purpose. So it's going to be participating in his very life and walking his same path. It's going to be that. It is costly, and it is worth it to the nth degree of eternity. It is worth it. It's nothing compared to knowing him through eternity.
Well, we've had a number of people lately that have contacted us about some pretty dire and difficult situations, and health crisis, spiritual crisis, job crisis.
Sin crisis.
Sin crisis, exactly. And what I kind of gleaned off of what you're saying on the great lie is that everything is to know him, and everything means everything. Everything means our joy, our sadness, our success, our failure. Everything is to know him. Literally every single thing in our life is to know him. There is nothing that is not purposed to know him.
So that means a revelation hides in every relationship, in every situation, in every objective, in every work. God is wanting to reveal himself. That's his purpose.
It's completely
sovereign.
Totally.
Oh, wow.
And if you only say he'll only reveal himself when you're reading the word, or when you're having a quiet time, or when you're having a successful life, or when you're missing it. You're missing him. He says that he is in all things. Mm-hmm. What's that scripture that says, I am in all things? And he himself exists before all things, and in all things consist, cohere, and are held together. He also is head of his body, the church, seeing he is the beginning, the firstborn among the dead, so that he is alone in everything and in every respect might occupy the chief place, stand first and preeminent. For it has pleased the Father that all the divine fullness, the sum total of the divine perfection, power, and attributes should dwell in him permanently. That is the overreaching, overshadowing deal, that every bit of our lives, regardless of what it is to reveal him, to so that we could know him, and we can know him in everything. I can know him when I fail. I can know him when I succeed. I can know him when I'm in dryness. I can know him every single place. I can know him.
That's awesome. He's this faithful. If I forget that it's about knowing him, he brings it to me.
Absolutely.
He reminds me of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it this time through sickness. That I kept saying, what is the meaning of this? And then I dropped it and said, I can't know the meaning of it. And then he gave me the meaning. And he didn't have to do that. I knew it was for something for him, and still is. But in this extremity is where I came once again to that issue, that determined, that one goal, that determined purpose.
Well, that's how you can thank him in everything, is if your determined purpose is to know him, then you can thank him in everything, because everything is purposed to know him.
Oh, John, that's powerful. I never saw it in quite that way. The reason you can thank him, you just gave it.
Exactly. And you, in the message of the month, you also you read from Adoration. And what I was seeing when you were saying that is that Mary suffered greatly, okay? She lost her brother through death. She was scorned by her sister, shamed by her sister in front of the man she loved the most, valued the most, mm-hmm. respected the most. She was shamed, tried to be. And then she ended up losing Christ through death mm-hmm. and crucifixion, the most shameful death. Okay. So just in these three things of her life, all three of those things were for her to know him because she had purpose to know him. It was her determined purpose to know him. And because it was her determined purpose to know him, all three of those scenarios revealed him. And she was memorialized in them.
Exactly. I was just thinking that. She was exalted because she sought to know him and hear him. You only know a person if you listen. That's what she did. She listened. She left life and her own thoughts and everybody else and listened. That's the deal. That's how you make a relationship with God. And it sometimes it is as dull as a barn door. There's, you don't think you're hearing anything, but he honors every amount of time we spend trying to hear him.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.